This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember how mad you got at your doctors for when you had COVID last year or this year, mild COVID, the doctor turned around and gave you a nasal steroid, and you were like, no, I want antibiotics. Like, no, take this nasal steroid. And you got mad. You got so mad. You're like, one, I'm not sticking anything else up my nose. And two, I want an antibiotic. And I know you guys got mad. I know you got furious because some of you called into the telemedicine companies I worked for and you got me. And I'm like, look, you know, you're having the sinus drainage. You're having a lot of the strep. I'd like to prescribe you some Flonase. I don't want to take that. I get that over the counter. Why would I call you? I want an antibiotic. I'm like, I'm not allowed to give you an antibiotic. The CDC doesn't want us treating you with antibiotics for COVID. I get it. There's some doctors out there that are doing it because we've been using Zithromax in the hospital. I get that. It's just I'm not allowed to. But I don't want the nasal spray. Well, turns out that that nasal spray might have prevented you guys from needing ICU care or hospitalization for severe COVID. So, all right, you know, just kind of give us doctors a little bit of slack here, people. So we got this very interesting study. Yeah, we're going to talk about nasal sprays. This show is just, isn't it like the most exciting show? We're talking about steroid nasal sprays. That's my opening headline for this next hour of the show. But I got to tell you, this is cool. This is cool. I don't want you guys, you know, running out and getting ivermectin. Although I really can't wait to see some of the final clinical trials on ivermectin because I am optimistic that we're going to definitely have some interesting data on ivermectin. But they said regular use of steroid nasal sprays afforded COVID-19 patients protection against virus-related hospitalization, ICU admission, and death, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Now, that doesn't mean you could use a Nasonex or a Flonase or a Rhinocort to fight COVID, but they found some interesting numbers. The study was funded by the National Institutes of Health and published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, and it stemmed from 70,000 COVID-19 patients age 18 and older at the Cleveland Clinic Health System from April 2020 to March 2021. Of the group, 17.5% were hospitalized, 4% admitted to the ICU, 2.6% die. Just over 14% of the patients were taking a steroid nasal spray known as the intranasal corticosteroids. This was before infection. Researchers excluded patients who received them prior to 2018, pregnant women, and other things like that. But they said those receiving the spray before illness faced a 22% lower likelihood of virus-related hospitalization, 23% lower odds of ICU admission, 24% reduced risk of COVID-related hospital death. So they said while the findings of the study encourage patients who use these chronically to continue to do so as needed, it does not suggest that they are a treatment. So what does that mean if you were on it beforehand? Because I gave it to you once you were ill, right? Well, when COVID got you, when COVID hurt you, it was because of your cytokine storm. It was because of your immune system. Now, it's a very delicate balance, which is why I think anybody in the healthcare industry, I just love them. I know I say it's not rocket scientists, but honestly, it really is hard work, and it's heroic, you know, to kind of do the balance. But you need your immune system to fight the virus. But you also can die from your immune system or from the inflammatory response. And so there was a fine line. So for me, when you guys would call in saying, look, I got this runny nose, I think I got this, I got this, I got this, I wanted to give you the nasal steroid because one is it would help with some of your symptoms. And two, I just wanted to diminish some of that inflammatory response. We weren't allowed to give steroids over the phone. We're still not. When you have COVID, we can't just give steroids. A lot of doctors do. There's been studies showing that the steroids may help, but we have to be very careful because we still need your immune system. So we won't want to suppress your immune system too much where you can't fight the virus. Remember, the virus takes hold. The virus tells your cells to make more virus. The cells split. More virus particles go to other virus particles. And so you need your immune system, and you need that immunity, whether it was from your natural immunity, whether it's from the vaccine, whether it's, you know, non-COVID related natural immunity. We need your immune system to help fight off the virus. But we also want to prevent the cytokine storm. And so there's been a lot of different theories as to what different medications could do to diminish that. We believe that maybe the steroids, the intranasal steroids that were used by people with allergies, etc., might have changed the way the virus could have latched or your response from an immune standpoint. Now, here's my problem. I don't want anybody on chronic intranasal corticosteroids. I believe that they are very useful for allergies. They're very useful to stave off sinus infections. Some people have noticed that they help with migraines. But the problem is if you're on them long term, you weaken the lining of your nasal cavities. Now, I wonder if maybe what happened, because again, we're not getting a lot of scoop on why this study B, but maybe the changes that happened to your nose from using chronic nasal steroids prevented latching from this virus. And so you didn't get as big a dose. I don't know. So it's definitely something worth looking at. I am a fan of intranasal corticosteroids. I love those because rather than taking an oral steroid for a sinus infection and it going through the whole body and affecting the liver and kidneys and heart and all that, you're doing more localized. You're getting the steroids to where they need to be. So I love the idea. Same thing with inhaled corticosteroids for the lungs. But it is interesting that there are people who might have been on a medication that fared better. Let's figure out what those medications are. Even if it's hydroxychloroquine, it'd be really nice to know who was on what and didn't get hospitalized. 1-877-DOCTELLA.
Upper tract urothelial cancer is a rare and difficult to treat cancer occurring in the lining of the kidneys or ureters. An estimated 6,000 to 7,000 Americans are diagnosed with the disease each year, which most commonly affects men over the age of 70. Low-grade UTUC, or LGUTUC, is typically not as aggressive and slower to spread, but it is a serious condition that will worsen if left untreated. Treatment often involves multiple surgeries and the removal of the entire kidney, which may lead to long-term issues and complications for this older patient population. It's best to speak to a physician about available options, including a non-surgical treatment approach that may help spare the kidney. Carl Domas has been living with LGUTUC since 2020.
It's important to stay informed and understand that kidney removal may not be your only option. I am so happy that I spoke to my doctor and would encourage others living with LGUTUC to do the same so they can learn about associated risk factors and best maintain their urological health.
September is Urology Awareness Month. It's important to identify symptoms and talk to your doctor today. Sponsored by Urogen.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Andrew Cuomo has left office, and Chris Cuomo has still had a very fruitful, very successful career. We anticipate he will. And, you know, he's has been in the business for years and has, been promoted to the point where I think he anchors his own show on CNN. And he does a very good job anchoring, but he's getting hit with a lot of controversy because of some things he's done. And lately, there's a Melanie Buck who has, I guess, come forward and said that she felt threatened and had to leave Cuomo's show over clashes with the host. Now, I don't really have a lot of details, and I don't really like to talk about you know, any, you know, rumors going on and until we know exactly what's going on. But what we do know is Chris Cuomo, you know, got himself into a little bit of heat when he grabbed his ex-boss's butt. And we spoke a little bit about this when the story broke on New York Times. And I thought this would be a very good time to just kind of refresh everybody and kind of retrain everybody into thinking, you know, into, just in case you didn't get the memo, where if you are, let's say, happy to see somebody, there are other ways to say I'm happy to see you than grabbing someone's butt. And I felt it important to do this segment because people aren't shaking hands anymore. They're not hugging. They're doing elbow, maybe fist bump. And I fear that some of you who have used the butt grab as a salutation are going to now go to that under the guise of, well, COVID. So just to recap what happened last week is one of Chris Cuomo's ex-bosses, I don't know where he had the guts to do this, former producer at ABC and CBS, was at a party. And her husband was sitting on an ottoman drinking a Diet Coke. And, you know, we talked about how I brought my husband to these work parties. And, you know, he might know a person or two, but they basically just got to sit there or whatever. And so he was just sitting there while she was being social. Well, apparently Chris Cuomo allegedly came into the bar. This was a party back in, I think, 2005. And comes up to her and grabs her butt. Now, the husband was sitting right behind when this happened. So she pushes him off, and Chris could see that the husband was there. And I don't know if Chris was drunk. I don't know what the heck happened. But he did, apparently, a few days later, email this producer, who wasn't necessarily his boss at the time, but still in the field, and he apologized. And he was actually, by the way, married at the time, too. So he had said, though my hearty greeting was a function of being, quote, glad to see you, Christian Slater got arrested for a similar act, though born of an alleged negative intent, unlike my own. And as a husband, I could empathize with not liking to see my wife patted as such. What's he doing being married, grabbing somebody's butt, not to mention a coworker? I don't get that. He goes, so pass along my apology to your very good and noble husband, and I apologize to you as well for even putting you in such a position. Next time I will remember the lesson, no matter how happy I am to see you. So Chris Cuomo had basically said twice that the reason why he grabbed the butt is he was happy to see you. Now, in his defense, not that I'm here to defend him, but in his defense, there is one of my husband's family members does that to me all the time. Whenever I see him, he'll come up and I'll grab my butt in front of my husband. And he does it, I guess, because he's happy to see me. But a simple high five will do. Don't be grabbing my butt. I have a friend of mine. I love him to death. He's gay. So, you know, it's okay. Gay men have all the access they want, you know, to us ladies because, you know, we love our gay friends. He will goose me in public all the time. Just come up, grab my butt, and goose. Now, I don't like it. I don't want my butt grabbed. It's uncomfortable. You know, what if, let's say you have a maxi pad? That's really nothing you really want shifted, okay? Because things are kind of in a position they need to be. If you're in Spanx, the last thing you want is any trauma to the Spanx because it could pop. But apparently, people out there, heterosexual, homosexual, whatever, they think grabbing butts is okay. I have never grabbed, per se, a butt. I have smacked, like backhanded, but I don't even know if I've done that to a friend. I don't think I've backhanded. I think one time I was with, they're like brothers to me, and I think maybe I was trying to sit in a seat, and they were moved to social, so I was like, move your tushy. And I think I might have done that, and it was a backhand that hit the hip, but I would just never touch somebody's buttocks. It's to me a very sexual thing. And so we spoke about this a while back, the psychology of grabbing somebody's butt, and oh, by the way, just to kind of close on Cuomo had said that you know, as Shelley acknowledges, our interaction was not sexual in nature. It happened 16 years ago in a public setting when she was the top executive at ABC. I apologized to her then, and I meant it. And so Shelley Ross doesn't want him necessarily fired. She just wanted him to repent and, you know, don't be standing on your high horse when it comes to the Me Too movement or sexual accusations when, you know, you yourself was a butt grabber. And mind you, there's a lot of people who are butt grabbers, and it's inappropriate. But what is the psychology behind grabbing the butt? Why is the butt something that people want to grab? It's, well, there's a lot of reasons for it. So as we know, the butt, it's inferior to the waist and spine. It's part of the curves that it kind of gives the buttocks structure. Right? We got your gluteus minimus, your gluteus maximus, your minimus, medius, maximus. And so, you know, people like multifaceted sort of organs. And the buttocks, it's a pretty multifaceted organ. But there's a purpose of the butt. And the purpose of the butt is to shock absorb or kind of cushion when you're sitting. It also helps allow there to be some structure to the hips. But it was a very, and is, not maybe not was, maybe when I was younger, all right? But it also is a very crucial tool in sex. Cavemen, when they decided they wanted to have sex, came up behind somebody really bony, it could kind of hurt. And so the buttocks provides cushioning. So humans are animals, and so we, you know, buttocks were a form of, I guess, or are a form of kind of a attractive aspect to the body. So people are in nature, in the animal kingdom, we're attracted to round objects like boobies, and we're to long objects catch our eye, like phalluses. And then we are attracted to crevices. And so the gluteal cleft and the crevice is something that seems to, you know, be intriguing. And so the buttock actually invites somebody to want to enter. And it's, animals are built to be sexual creatures. We're supposed to propagate, I guess. And so in the animal kingdom, there are certain things a part of our body that are supposed to, you know, shall we say, attract a potential mate. So that's why the boobies, they look like, you know, like eyes or like, you know, they look like, you know, things to just kind of stop you in your track. I apologize. And then in terms of the vaginal area, it's like an arrow going, okay, you go here, right? You know, and then same thing with buttocks, open here. And so these are things that the body has. And so something protruding and bouncy just seems to attract people. But why then would somebody in this day and age think that it's okay to grab a butt? Why would somebody go there? Well, you know, some people, when they want to advance, let's say, a relationship sexually, they don't want to go for the boobs, right? Because that could be, you know, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And they don't want to face somebody. But the buttocks is behind them. And so touching the buttocks, whether it was caveman days or nowadays, I see this all the time because people will always touch my butt. Now, I always thought it's because I had a big butt, but I think they're going out of their way. And it's because they think if they could do it, it could look like an accident, and then they could sense your interest. If you're right there by the boobies, you know, you could get bitten. You could get your hands chopped off. But if it's around the side, or it allows you an escape. It allows you kind of an alibi. So I would say don't, all right? And when Chris Cuomo said it's because he was happy to see somebody, honestly, if you're happy to see me, bring me chocolates, but please don't be grabbing my butt. I don't think we like it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three top defense officials from the Biden administration continue to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee today about the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker asked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about America's credibility following the Afghanistan withdrawal.
You testified that that was a great accomplishment, our withdrawal and our evacuation. What about our credibility?
As I engage my counterparts, I think our credibility remains solid.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, disagrees, claiming the nation's credibility is damaged. Consumer confidence hitting a seven-month low, the consumer confidence index falling nearly 6 points in September due to the spread of the coronavirus Delta variant. This is USA Radio News. Busy day on Capitol Hill as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also testifying before the Senate Banking Committee after Senate Republicans blocked a bill to keep the United States government funded. Yellen says it would be detrimental to many Americans, including senior citizens and troops, if the debt ceiling is not raised.
It would be disastrous for the American economy, for global financial markets, and for millions of families and workers whose financial security would be jeopardized by delayed payments.
Yellen adding that waiting until the last minute to raise the debt ceiling can undermine confidence in financial markets and credit worthiness of the United States. Jared Ramos, the man who killed five people at a Maryland newspaper, will spend the rest of his life in prison. Ramos, given multiple life sentences without the possibility of parole Tuesday, more than 3 years after the deadly murders at the Capitol Gazette. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the British are very cordial. They're very, very polite. And so I wouldn't really imagine there being the hoarding or the chaos like we see in America over there in the UK. But I guess I'm wrong. There's a national fuel crisis going on in the UK. There's a shortage of truck drivers. There's long lines at the gas stations now across the country. Many pumps are running dry. And apparently people are fighting. Using the term bloody. There's a lot of terms I can't use because they're bad words. So, according to Brian Matterson, chairman of the Petrol Retailers Association, He says, as soon as a tanker arrives at a filling station, people on social media are advising that a tanker has arrived, and then it's like bees to a honeypot. He says, the government put part of the blame for fuel crisis on panic buying. Britain's Transport Secretary Grant Shapps urged people not to purchase more fuel than they usually would. In fact, some people are filling up water bottles at their local gas stations. Remember, some people in America were doing that. There were reports of fights breaking out at some of the pumps. One video on social media showed a man waiting in line for gas, brandishing a knife to keep people away. This is some bad stuff. According to Shapps, the sooner we can all have some schnapps, actually, the sooner we can all return to our normal buying habits, the sooner the situation will return to normal. So why is the UK having a big shortage of, you know, bloody lack of petrol? Well, it's because they have a shortage of truck drivers. They say when the UK left the European Union, it became harder for many foreign workers, including truck drivers, to work in Britain. And then the pandemic caused delays that left a backlog of license applications. They said all of this, according to NBC News, has led to fewer drivers to transport goods and subsequent chaos in supply chains, according to CBS News' Holly Williams. They said an association that represents 65% of fuel retailers in Britain said its members had reported that between 50 to 90% of their pumps had run dry. On Sunday, the government announced a plan to issue 5,000 temporary visas to foreign truck drivers to fill in the gap until the new ones could be trained under a free government program. These temporary visas will last until December 24th. This is a mess. And again, we are having our own sets of issues with gas, prices, truck driver shortages. I mean, didn't they need the National Guard to take kids to school on a bus? I mean, why isn't our National Guard, I don't know, helping out the border, dealing with some of the other crises we have, the crime in Chicago? But no, we need the National Guard to be school bus drivers. We have some big, big problems ourselves. They believe it's going to take months before they have enough British drivers to cover the shortfall. That's another thing, too. You bring in foreign drivers. Britain is the only country where you drive on the left. When we drove around Germany and Italy, we got to be on the right side of the road. But if you are driving around England, it's left side of the road. It was scary. It took some getting used to, and it was stick shift, so it took a little while for me. I could drive stick, but it took a little while, you know, just to kind of do that whole thing. It was funny. And so, you know, if you have somebody that's not really comfortable driving on the left side of the road, because you just, in an emergency, you just go to the right. You're just so used to going to the right, and you got to just train yourself, go to the left, go to the left. You really pay attention. I mean, the shut up kids, don't say anything, shut up kids, that's kind of what we were doing the whole time driving. So when you ask the kids, what was it like driving around Europe? They'd say the Autobahn in Germany was great, Italy was cool, but they hated driving around England. There was nothing wrong with England. England was beautiful. It's just they kept being told, shut up, because they had to concentrate. So they say, critics argue that temporary government visas are not attractive to truck drivers who have specialist training, can find jobs in other European countries where they can benefit from the freedom of movement allowed in the European Union. They go, why would you want to go to Britain, jump all those hoops, face all this hostile environment if you could go to Ireland or Holland and earn more, be respected, drive on nicer motorways with nice truck stops, and be a free European citizen and not a second-class citizen? That's according to Tomasz Orinski, a Polish truck driver. So that's interesting. You know, we take it for granted, you know, that we could go between states. When the European Union did that, it made it easy for people to go, go between countries. I think in Austria, you had to get a sticker on your car, a permit. But for the most part, you could go from country to country because things are a lot. I mean, I drove across Italy, the long part of Italy, you know, in about 3.5 hours. So it's a much smaller, you know, geographical area. So I get how they try to, you know, make things easier for transport and all that. On the flip side, if you don't like the politics and you want to control your borders, you know, you Brexit. So they've been kind of having their own issues. But, you know, we've been talking about back and forth, do we go electric, do we not? And the one thing that bothers me with an electric vehicle is the reliance on the power grid. I believe, you know, multiple terrorists are planning, as we speak, ways to get into our computers, ways to level us. You know, we can't even in a hospital function when we get hacked. And so our reliance on computers and electricity make me nervous. I want to be able to jump in my car if I have to. On the flip side, your car can only function if it has gas or in Europe, petrol. So what's the answer? I really think the answer is going to be hybrid. I hate to say that, and I know a lot of the cars are not going to be hybrid later. They're going to be probably all electric. Everything's now all about, let's go to electric. It's all about pendulum swinging. But I really think our goal should be hybrid. I really do. And you guys could disagree. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But because I don't trust the power grid always being there, and I don't trust there always being gas. And I know everybody wants to save the planet, and they want to just go all on the grid, but I think the grid is vulnerable. Look how vulnerable we are with fuel. There's fuel. There's plenty of fuel. There's just nobody to transport it. We are relying on people to transport things. Just like we're going to be reliant on people fixing the grid. We'll always need people. You can't just automate. We can't just be robots. Now, you know, we are going to need people. But here we have millions, billions of people, and there's just not enough of them. And also, it's the bureaucracy. I mean, you need me to drive a truck. Yeah, I mean, you need to learn how to drive a truck. But let's say, you know, and a bus, it does take training. But beyond that, there's all this other bureaucracy you have. You know, all these other testing and licenses and things like that. And I get the safety, but, you know, when you make something that difficult, you know, if somebody said, Dahlia, look, I need you to wait tables. I could do that. I've waited tables before. I could tonight go to a restaurant and say, what you need from me? I won't have the menu memorized. You know, don't be giving me a computer to input the order. Let me write it down. You know, and I know how to do service. I know how to do that. I'm good. I'm very comfortable. If you need me to tend bar, I could do that too. I might not know all the drinks. I might have forgotten a lot of the drinks, but I know a good amount of them. But, you know, you asked me to operate a truck. I can't do it. I'm not allowed to do it. I could get in trouble. So, you know, we definitely have to probably rethink our web of intricacies and bureaucracy and rules and I don't know, legalities, because we have a system that is just really reliant on people, and you have people that want to help, and they just make it so difficult. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula, known as the AREDS2 formula, continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you guys probably know more about presidents, their administrations, and people throwing their own president under the bus. I believe that happened with Trump. Not sure what happened with Obama. Not sure what happened with Clinton or the Bushes. But all I know is Biden just got thrown under the bus by his own generals. And that does not look good. It does not look good. And on top of that, we have a poll where the majority of Americans, excuse me, got the hiccups, the majority of Americans do not trust the COVID guidance coming from Biden. And so as a physician, you know, hoping to kind of help us on the public health front, this is very concerning when you have a president or an administration that people don't trust. Now, just to kind of recap, today Generals Miley and McKenzie had to testify to Congress on what happened with the pullout of Afghanistan and the chaos. They submitted their evidence before the Senate Armed Services Committee, and they had both said that they believed 2,500 troops should have been kept. There were 3,500 troops when Biden came in. They said, both of them said, that they told Biden 2,500 should stay. Keep in mind, in South Korea, we still have 25,600 troops in South Korea to keep North Korea at bay. We're not in the Korean War. The Korean War ended, but there's people there to kind of, I guess, keep the peace or to keep things in check. So I'm not here to debate what should have happened with Afghanistan, if we should have ever gone in, how long we should have stayed. But the one thing I do understand, based on what I've seen, you know, and read about with Korea, Vietnam, and all that, there are stabilizing forces. And there are, you know, America's presence used to be very formidable and should be formidable. And so when the generals, when we saw what happened, you know, I got very, very nervous because, you know, coming from a military family myself, yeah, the military is supposed to be who you can depend upon all the time. When we look to see what happens in our country, I mean, we could have any clown in office. But when it comes to our national security, when it comes to defending us and protecting us, I mean, we got an amazing military. And so I feel safe. I could sleep at night, not because of our president or any other president, but because of our troops. And so when you saw the pullout, and Biden was saying, yeah, that's what, you know, our military heads told us to do, that made me nervous because I'm like, who's at the helm? And, you know, when he was citing, you know, what he told George Stephanopoulos, that military leaders, all right, assuming generals, would have advised him to do this, you start to get really nervous. In fact, it really hurts us from an enemy standpoint, from a credibility standpoint, and from a strength, position of strength, because if other countries are like, their generals told them to leave equipment, leave Americans, leave allies and assets and bail to make a random deadline before an anniversary of an attack that was one of the most horrific attacks on our soil, that it just doesn't make sense. And, you know, sadly, it really took away from September 11th. September 11th, or any sort of, it's not supposed to be about what Biden did during his presidency or Trump or Obama or whatever. September 11th is about those who lost their lives in the September 11th attacks and those heroes that went, you know, tried to save people and, you know, just the stories after stories of heroism. That's what September 11th is about. It's not supposed to be about a pullout date and somebody's presidential legacy. So now we have our president being thrown under the bus, and maybe appropriately so, by Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Mark Milley and General Frank McKenzie, who had said, nah, they said that troops should have been there, stayed there, at least 2,500. And so Biden said, no one said that to me, that I could recall. So a lot of people throwing each other under the bus. Well, from a national security standpoint, we need to get our ducks in a row. We better get this figured out. And so I was actually very relieved, you know, and mind you, you know, there's issues in the government. We know that, you know, the Pentagon isn't perfect, but knowing that this wasn't a five-star general, knowing these weren't military heads with their years of training and experience and loyalty to America and understanding of national security and foreign policy, knowing that it wasn't their misstep and that somebody decided to ignore their advice. And maybe it's not true. Maybe they're just throwing Biden under the bus to save their own butts. But that makes me feel a little better, and it starts to clarify things a little bit more, because the last thing we need is to think that our military doesn't know what the hell they're doing, which isn't the case. They do. I could sleep soundly at night knowing that the military is doing what they're doing. Well, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, look, that was just one thing. It was just Afghanistan, one misstep. You know, our credibility is still there. People trust the government. Well, not according to this poll. According to this poll, and I think this was in Politico, a majority of Americans do not trust, have little or no trust in Biden to provide accurate COVID information. They say this was the IPulse Axios poll. It marked the first time Biden is grappling with a trust deficit among U.S. voters in his presidency. 53% of Americans say they have not very much trust or none at all when it comes to Biden providing COVID-19 information. Now, Biden was shielded because of Fauci and Walensky. You know, Biden has a shield of health experts he could be behind. Just like with Afghanistan, he has a shield of the military. But there's been so many screw-ups that we talked about the lack of trust. I've been talking about the lack of trust. You know, if I want anything to be successful in public health, we need to have trust. We need to trust the government. We need to trust the CDC. We need to trust the FDA. You know, the FDA, I've been pretty impressed. The FDA has not been bowing to the White House. The FDA has been saying, look, you know, let us in our own good time approve of these things. Now, I mean, we'll give emergency authorization, but let us look at the data. Okay, this isn't about deadlines. This isn't about an election. This is about people's safety. And so I have to credit the FDA with actually having the guts to disagree with the White House and say, look, we are going to give guidance on the boosters as we see fit. I think the Biden administration says 8 months after your second shot, 8 months is good. FDA is like, no, it would be 6 months. You know, stay in your lane. Let us do what we need to do. But this distrust, it's not just me pulling it out of my wretched peritoneum. This is, you know, this is a poll, and it's reflecting what a lot of people think, you know, in that how do we know this isn't about a deadline or about an election? How do we know this is really about you want us to have immunity? And I told you, one thing that really hurt the trust is the reason why we want to vaccinate people is we want people to have a level of immunity. So when somebody says, but what about natural immunity, at least pretend to listen. Instead, anybody bringing up natural immunity is called an anti-vaxxer, a Trumper, called every name in the book. Well, I thought the whole point is you want to make sure that we are aware and boost our immunity. We have to boost our natural immunity with the vaccine. That's okay. But when you don't even want to hear about natural immunity, then it starts to make us wonder, what exactly is your game? So this trust issue, I don't know what's next for Biden, but, you know, he's got to step it up. I know he kind of, you know, got his booster, and that was supposed to be the big headline, but he's going to have to do a little better than that. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.